thank you, Lord, for allowing us to have a new year, a new beginning. God is so good that he truly never gives up on us. He let us have a whole bunch of do-overs. You know, the world talks about do-overs. Gonna do a do. God gives us so many do-overs. And we're now in the beginning of a new year, and it's time for us to have a do-over. It's time for us to make sure that we get it right. Amen? Hallelujah. Turn with me to Genesis 35. You'd have to read Genesis 34 to understand what was going on in Genesis 35. In 34, Jacob's daughter got molested. Amen? And the boys was mad. Her brothers was mad. The man that molested her wanted to marry her. And so the boys lied to him and said, okay, all you have to do is be circumcised and join our group and we'll join you. And they lied. See, one sin don't compensate for the other sin. Amen? They were just as wrong as he was. So what they did, they circumcised him. And then when they were healing, this is in 34, they went in and killed them all because they couldn't defend themselves. That's not right. You know, one sin don't compensate for the other sin. So in 35, let's read that. Then God said to Jacob, go up to Bethel and settle there and build an altar there to God who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau. See, God was giving him a do-over. He was giving him a new beginning. He was getting him away from that mess that was going on over here and doing something different. Amen? So Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, get rid of the foreign gods, because that's where they were living, where there was foreign gods you have with you, and purify yourself and change your clothes. Then come, let us go to Bethel, where I will build an altar to God who answered me in the day of my distress, who has been with me wherever I have gone. What God is saying this morning, I'm giving you a new beginning. Wash yourself up with the blood of the Lamb. Change your clothes. Change the way you dress. Change your order. Let him order your step. Change your walk. Change your talk. Change your song. Change the way that you live. He said, I'm giving you a new beginning. I'm going to allow you to have a do-over. Amen? Hallelujah. Same thing he did to Jacob and his family. It's the same thing he's doing to us. Get rid of the idols in your life. What idols do you have? Is it your children? Is it your parents? Is it your house? Is it your car? Whatever is holding you and keeping you away from a total and a free relationship with God. You got to throw it away. You have an opportunity to have a do-over, a new beginning. You have an opportunity. See, and when God gives us an opportunity, he expects us to take that opportunity. You see, we say God is forever and ever. But don't you know God's forever runs out? Yeah, his forever runs out. After he's given you time and time, look what he did with Pharaoh. Did his forever run out? He gave Pharaoh every opportunity in the world to let the people go, even up until the last. And when Pharaoh didn't let the people go, he let them go, then he went behind them. Look what he did. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Of course, in the movie, they say they fell off the cliff. They don't never want God to get no grace, no glory. They, in the movie, we went to see the movie yesterday, and they say the army fell off the cliff. But that ain't what the Bible say, did it? He said Pharaoh's army got drowned. But just speaking of Pharaoh, he gave him every opportunity, just like he's given us. We know the word. Everybody, who in here don't know the word of God? Not a hand went up. Even the young people. Who in here don't know right from wrong? fence went up. Then you know what to do. You know, you say, well, I don't know what God's will is. This is God's will for your life. This is his will. This is his roadmap through life. So, in Genesis 35, Jacob and all the, let me see. Then come, let us go to Bethel, where I will build an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress and who has been with me wherever I have gone. We talked about that this morning. Has not God been with us always? Even in my darkest hour, Miss Lottie was talking about the mind and depression. I've been through a bout of depression that I didn't want to get out of bed. But God, by my son said, Mom, ain't you got some friends or something? Can't you get up and go visit some friends or something? But I didn't. The mind tell you, no, it's too dark. And you know what I did? I pulled all the curtains shut because you don't want no light to come in. That's the enemy. He doesn't want you to be in the light. But God will change everything. Let me tell you, God will change everything in your life. God will change everything in your life. This is going to be a great year for your family because God is bringing families together. He's bringing families that are going to be coming to church together. They're going to be worshiping together. They're going to be eating together because God is a family God. Amen? It was only a trick of the enemy that wanted families to be separated. Because, like you said, we need each other. We need our natural family, and we need our church families. That's why people don't want to go to church. They don't understand. It is so important. That's why God said, forsake not the assembling of yourself. Because if the enemy can keep us separated, we're weak. But when we come together, we are strong. Amen? Hallelujah. But anyway, Jacob gathered up all of his family. so they gave Jacob all the foreign gods they had and the rings to their ears, and Jacob burned them under the oak of Shechem. Then they set out, and the terror of God fell upon the towns all around them so that no one pursued them. When you belong to God, can't nobody touch you. People look at you, you wonder why people kind of shun away to you. Miss Audrey deal with a lady, and when she see Audrey, she do like that. Because the lady is a wicked lady, but she see the light of God in Audrey. So know that when you go out, and you God carrying the Spirit of God, there's something different about you than in the world. And you will have people walk up to you, or you'll have people look at you, and you say, what is she looking at me for? Don't say that. Don't do that. That's the way you do. I wonder what she's looking at me with. She ain't got nothing to do with me. She's looking at you because she's supposed to see the love of Christ in you. And that's when you go over and say, good morning. How you doing? Yeah, it's an opportunity to be a witness for the Lord. But most time we shun. Jelly be hunching Victoria. What you reckon is she looking at us for? You don't know that the love of Christ shines through you when you really have the Spirit of God in you. It really does. And you don't look the same. Now, we look the same to each other because we're in the same light. But when the world look at us, they see something different. So it's time for you to realize who you are in Christ Jesus. Don't just come to church to come to church. Don't just say I'm a Christian to say I'm a Christian. Live like one. Act like one. Be a magnet for somebody. This year, God, look, Jesus is coming soon. Soon and very soon, just check it out with the word. Check the news out with the word of God, and you will know that he is coming. And we see all this mess going on. The bloodshed is not going to stop. Police going to kill people. People going to kill police. Boys going to kill each other on the street. Parents going to kill their children. Children going to kill their parents until Jesus comes. He said, I've got to come and stop the bloodshed. But we got to be on our post till he get here. There's many more souls that God wants to bring into the kingdom. But if I'm going to keep my little Jesus to myself, it ain't going to help nobody. There's many more families that Jesus wants to save. But if they see you acting ignorant, if they see you not acting godly, there's no reason for them to come. We believe in families going to come to church this year, but act right. Don't you act like they act. Be different. Parents, children, you don't have to talk back to your parents. Parents just as wrong sometimes as two left shoes. Yeah, they really are. Yeah, we don't get it right. We didn't have no manual, no manual on how to raise children. Well, we really did, but we didn't read it. Right, we didn't read it till we got older, and we made a whole bunch of stupid mistakes. But don't hold that against your parents. This is a new beginning. Forgetting those things Sister Allen said behind us. Pressing forth to a new thing in Christ Jesus. It's time for us to be the leaders in this world and not the followers. Everybody else can do exactly what they want to do, say exactly what they want to say, and we just stand back and take it. Enough is enough is enough. Let's stand up and take our rightful place as Holy Ghost filled Christians with all the authority. Jesus said to give you all the authority. All power is given to us. And together, we can make a difference. It was just a handful of people with Jesus that turned the town upside down. Turned the city. They say these men has turned the city upside down. Well, there's a whole lot more of us in here. What have we turned upside down? What difference did we make last year? What difference did you make? Do you believe your walk with God was pleasing to him last year? You know, that's just something to think about. What if God isn't pleased with our praise? What if God isn't pleased with the way we live? What if God is not pleased with how we give? What if God just ain't pleased with us? And if God ain't pleased with you, it don't make no difference who else pleased with you. Amen? Because we have a Heavenly Father that owns us. We were bought with a precious price on the cross. On the cross. We were bought with a price. We don't own. We don't belong to ourselves. You don't belong to yourself. You don't belong to yourself. You don't belong to your mama and daddy. You belong to Jesus. And it ain't about what somebody, and I heard it so many times this morning, have done to me. It's about me. It's about getting my life straight. Because when I stand before God, I'm not going to be able to say that, well, you know, I missed it because Audrey didn't like me. Or I missed it because she treated me wrong. That ain't, he ain't going to even ask me about Audrey and why I missed it. He going to say, what did you do with my son Jesus? So what have you done with Jesus? How much have you allowed him to work in your life and through your life? Who have you touched in 2014? Who you think you might touch in 2015? Might not know the names, but you got to have some thought about what you're going to do with that man, Jesus. Because he is powerful. The word of God says there's power just in the name of Jesus. And sometimes if you just said Jesus loves you, it makes a difference in somebody's life. I was listening at somebody this morning, and they was just saying, they walked through the airport, and they said, Jesus loved you. And this man just wept, and he cried, and he gave his life to the Lord. And he said, I'm going to live for Jesus forever. It's power. See, you ain't got to go up, well, the word of God said that, thus and so. Just say, Jesus loves you. Just give him a smile. Come on, let's make a decision that this church is going to be full of people that you bought in. See, sometimes, now I have asked people, why you don't invite people to church? Are you ashamed of your church? Yeah, we love a small church, but we got enough rooms to fill up many people as you bring in here. And then if you bring them in and they pay their tithes and offering, we're going to get their building a whole lot quicker than y'all, because y'all will give a little bit, you know. You'll get what you got. But we need some more peoples. We need more peoples. Amen. Thank God we're doing a fundraising. I'll throw that out over the pulpit. Praise God. But the thing is, God wants us to be in our rightful place. He has given us a new beginning. He's given us another whole year. Well, another whole day, because we might not be here tomorrow. Ain't that right, Janice? Yeah? But if we're not here tomorrow, it's okay. Lord, we got a big kingdom that we're going to. See, because this is not our kingdom here. We're just passing through. We're just sojourners. But we got to make some footprints in the sand as we pass through. We got to allow Jesus, the people to see Jesus in us. It ain't about what you say out your mouth all the time. It's about how you act around the people. You know, you can't be hanging out with alcoholics, drug addicts. You can go to them, witness to them, but you better come on from among them, because you're going to fall into that same trap. You can't be hanging out in the clubs. You can't do that. You're Christians. They ain't got no Christian clubs. No, they really don't. Do they? I don't know. Yeah, I just haven't been in a club in a long time. Do they have any Christian club? No, they ain't got no Christian club. Do they call it? So you can't be hanging out in the clubs. Stay out of the clubs. Drink water. Grape juice. Stop the stupidness. Can't mix two spirits at one time. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God knows. Be about God's business. Be a witness wherever you are, on the job, anywhere you go, in school, at work. Be a witness. And don't be afraid to tell. Be a witness at home. You know, the worst place to witness sometimes is at home. It really is. So that's why husbands and wives, shut your mouth up. You don't have to be fussing all the time. You don't have to be right, Eric. You don't have to be right, do you? You really don't. I learned that too late. I really did. I learned that late in my marriage that I didn't have to be right. I didn't have to answer every word that came out of my husband's mouth. I learned that late. It ended up okay, but we had a mess. But I thank God. What's meant to be is what's meant to be. God is really going to fix it. So Jacob left because he was living in a wicked place. If you're living in a wicked place, leave. God is calling you out so that he can bless you. He blessed them. He blessed the sons and he blessed the daughters. So come from out among them. Come out from among them. Because we know that we are going to a better place. Amen? And our focus is getting to that better place. Because when we live for the Lord, we die for the Lord, he has a reward for each and every one of us. So turn with me to Revelation 22. Because we are heading for the end. Jesus is coming soon. And we got a better place. Amen? Hallelujah. Everybody there? Sometime read Revelation. Who reads Revelation? One or two, a few. Who read the Bible? One or two, a few. Revelation, okay. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life. This is in heaven, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. In heaven, where we headed. Amen? Jesus is coming soon to take us there. Amen? Hallelujah. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. That's God. Nobody else can do that. That's God. And the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. Isn't that an awesome thing? See, you got to look to heaven, and then you'll live like something down here on earth. But if you don't think there's a better place, you live like anything. If you think God is just a wishy-washy God, a God that don't believe what he said and won't do what he said, we'll live like anything, won't we? If we don't believe that the Bible is true from Genesis to Revelation, you'll live like anything. Stop living like anything. Amen? No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb of God will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. Do you serve God? We're not going to wait till we get to heaven to serve him. Amen? We're going to serve God down here. New beginning, a new year. 365 days, 366 days, whatever is you got to serve God if he allows you to live. Hallelujah. They will see his face, and his name will be on their forehead. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever and ever. The angel said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angels to show his servants the things that must soon take place." Soon take place, saints of God. Jesus is coming. Behold, I'm coming soon. Blessed is he who keeps the word of the prophecy of this book. Revelation, amen. From Genesis to Revelation, amen. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I had heard and seen him, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who had been showing them to me. But he said to me, "Do not do it. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brothers, the prophets, and all who keep the words of this book. Worship God." Then he told me, "Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, because the time is when? At hand. The time is here." The time is here, saints of God. Yeah, well, they've been saying that for 2,000 years. The time is here. Amen? Jesus said, when you see all of these things happen, look up. He said, "I'm right at the door." Hallelujah. Praise God. Let him be at the door of your heart this morning. Open up your heart and let him in. Amen? Hallelujah. Let him who does wrong, oops, this is really bad. 11 is really bad. Everybody got that book turned to that? 11? Mm-hmm. Really bad. Okay. Let him who does wrong continue to do wrong. That's bad. What he said, my mercy runs out. Yeah, my mercy runs out. Come on, listen. Let's all read it together. Okay. Let him, come on. Is up here? Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay. Oh, let's read it from here. "He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still." That come from God. Didn't come from me. Okay? Let's get these words in our heart. Because God don't play. Honestly, God is such a wonderful, darling, sweet Heavenly Father. But the man need mean what he say. No more than fathers mean what they say. Good fathers mean what they say. You mean what you say when you say it, don't you hear it? You don't play with them children, do you? They know that, don't you? Y'all know your daddy don't play with you, right? You mean what you say? Sometimes us mommies can be kind of, you know, weak and wishy-washy. But fathers mean what they say. And so, and that white William, as old as you are, your dad means what he said, right? Heavenly Father means what he said. Come on, saints, get the word in your heart and believe what God is saying so that we can get on the right track. Amen? And stay on the right track. "Be holy, for I'm holy. Without holiness, no man shall see the kingdom." You know, there's things in our life you can't get rid of. We want to live right. But there's things in your life sometimes you just can't get rid of. You have to cry out to God. You have to cry out to God. And when you cry out to him in sincerity, it might not go overnight, but I guarantee you it'll go. I guarantee you. I wanted to give out cigarettes years ago. I haven't smoked in 30-some years. And I cried out to God. And he took it away from me. I can be around people smoking. It doesn't bother me. I've never had another desire for a cigarette. God will take whatever you can't give up. Just give it over to him. Amen? He said, holy little. Yeah. He said, do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book. Okay, so we went to that. 12 says, behold, I'm coming soon. That's Jesus. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. Don't you want the best? Get it right. Do right. Don't be filthy. Don't be unholy. Do right. Amen? Hallelujah. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Wash your robe in the blood of Jesus. Wash your mind in the blood of Jesus. Wash your hands in the blood of Jesus. Wash your heart in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the only thing that's going to keep us on the straight and narrow. Only thing. Amen? Hallelujah. Outside of the city are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexual immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves the practice falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angels to give you this testimony for the churches. Me. I'm a church, you a church, you a church, you a church. Everybody church. Amen? This is for you. You, and me. And you. You. All of y'all over there. Amen? This testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. The spirit and the bride says, come. Let him who hears says, come. Say, come. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. Jesus is the water of life. Hallelujah. I warn everyone who hears the word of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes words away from the book of prophecy, God will take away from him his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. And you know, it bothered me for some of the movies, but they don't know. You know, they just put in whatever they want to make it sound good. But to a Christian, you know the difference, you know. And he who testifies to these things say, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with God's people. You're God's people. Amen. This is what we have to look forward to. Godly, he tells you what to look forward to if you're godly. Ungodly, he finished it up with that. So if you're going through something and you're doing something you know doesn't line up with the word of God, please stop. You have a new beginning today. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you and we worship.